Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. In the world of children, music must be present from an early age, as it has been demonstrated that it plays an important role in their development. We know that, but often immersed in our daily work, we miss those important first years. Fortunately, more and more artists focus on children and create works suitable for them. Titles like Pillow Concerts, the Fortissimo Family Cycle, and a number of children's operas are available for them. Children in the city of Plovdiv have a new friend who takes them on an opera and ballet journey. This is Mrs. Opera. The lady meets children in the opera. She performs on stage and at the same time makes children acquainted with the story in an attractive for them way. The character is part of the Mrs. Opera educational platform, which has received support from the Regional Inspectorate of Education in Plovdiv. For the first time, Mrs. Opera showed up for the premiere of Hansel and Gretel in December 2013. The fairy tale characters continue to make children happy during the new season. The performances take place in the Boris Christov Culture Center in Plovdiv. The Smiling Lady will be waiting for children at the premiere of the Nutcracker Ballet by Tchaikovsky, which will take place in the days around Christmas. The new season of the Sofia Opera started with performances for children. Parents have showed great interest and there are no tickets for months ahead for the concerts for babies. They started in January 2014 and have turned into a total hit. The creative team is also working on new programs, not forgetting children over three. On October the 17th, the premiere of the Bremen Town Musicians musical with music by Alexander Vladigerov took place. Lyrics are by Dimitar Dimitrov. This is the third work of the composer that the theater in the capital city staged. It was written in 1971 and is characterized by its jazzy style. Director of the show Julia Кръстева told us more.
Отиваме в наистина една малко друга атмосфера, търсена, но то е защитено.
It creates a special atmosphere as the story of the lovely classic tale has been preserved. What is different is the image of the tavern keeper. The musical is interesting for parents too, because Alexander Vladigerov has managed to include popular topics with great sense of humor. The result is an amazing musical fairy tale already that today's children would enjoy.
За танци, за забава. От тримани оркестър чудесен вече става. За танци, за забава. Напред, 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 за напред. Ще свиря аз тромпет,
не бия барабана,
а саксофон ще свири,
но такът мустакан.
Ще бъде очарован светът голям от нас. Настава, о, настава за подвига ни час. Напред, напред, напред и все напред към подвизи и слава. От три мани оркестър вече става за танци, за забава. От три мани оркестър чудесен вече става за радост, за забрава. Напред, напред, напред и след напред, напред.
Conductor of the new show at the Sofia Opera is Stefan Nedjalkov. According to him, the Bremen Town Musicians is a bridge between modern music that young people listen to and classical music. Initially, it seemed strange for the Sofia Opera to present such a work, as it was written for orchestra with double bass and guitar. However, musicians are doing great and genuinely enjoy performing the work on stage. Stefan Nedjalkov says, the team was looking to include elements that are attractive to children. The costumes of the bandits, for example, resemble those in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, while the animal characters look a lot like animation characters. The whole play is very dynamic. It combines elements of ballet and musical, says choreographer Svetlin Ivelinov. He has created the dances directly linked to the actions of the characters. Stage art was the work of designer Pavlina Oysterhus.
Аз имах късмета да правя и трите произведения на Александър Владигеров, сценографията и част от костюмите.
I was fortunate to work on all three works of Alexander Vladigerov staged in the Sofia Opera, she says. For every artist, it is a great happiness to live in the fabulous aesthetics of music and characters. For me, the key word in the three plays is the forest. In the Red Riding Hood, it was a small, very specific forest. We went through a big log in which the seven young goats lived. Now in the Bremen Town Musicians, scenography is dynamic, but the forest is also present. We start the story with a tablet, a small Poe is seeing, touching the tale's title, Icons Fall Down and Characters Come to Life. The road was the basis of my project. This is due to the director's idea of characters continuously wandering through the woods in search of salvation.
През празници пости. А сега сварено, сварен, ще бъде за гости. Куригу сваре, ще бъда аз за гости. Празник утре е свят, кой ще пее в зори. Помощ, милост за мен, мили хора добри. Помощ, милост за мен, хора добри, о, добри. През празници пости, а сега сварено, сварено, ще бъда за гости. Кукурику сварено, ще бъда аз за гости. Милост за мен, мили хора добри.
Titles in the program of the National Music Theatre in Sofia also attract children and adults. The premiere of the musical Puss Called Charles, based on a tale by Charles Perrault and music by Jules Levy, is coming soon. The new lounge stage in the theatre will be opened with this premiere on October the 23rd. In the city of Russe, children can enjoy the star moment of Little Stefcho or Carnival of Animals, with music by Camille Saint-Saëns. Listen to a part of it.
¶¶ Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.